I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Here's the tea on tonight's show. Michael Rappaport has talked a lot of shit about Kenya on Twitter, so they're on together tonight, and Kenya wants to confront him about everything. I think we're playing a montage of all the shit that he's talked about her. So literally, this could wind up in a big fight. I don't know. These kinds of shows are really exciting. This is why we love live TV. All right, buckle up. It's Kenya Moore and Michael Rappaport in the clubhouse.
She's finally a wifer, and he's a Bravo lifer. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kenya Moore and Michael Rappaport now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Atlanta finale night, and I can promise you, no matter how tense your Easter dinner was with your family today, tonight's show may be just as awkward. I don't know if she played any tricks today for April Fool's, but she's recently proved her marriage is not a prank. It's Atlanta housewife Kenya Moore. Hi, Kenya Moore. I always like to celebrate Easter with something fuzzy and white. So give it up for our friend and Atlanta housewife superfan Michael Rappaport. Great to see you both.
Yes.
Yes. Tonight, Eva's party may have had two Cleopatras, but over at the bar, we've got Egypt. Welcome, HGTV's Yay! Egypt Sarai. Egypt. You live in Atlanta, and you know all the wives.
I live in Atlanta. I know the wives. Yeah. Wow. I know Kenya. Atlanta's like this small, so if you hit one red carpet, you've hit them all.
Nice. Yeah. I want to get started with the elephant in the room. I mean, Michael has been we didn't realize this when we booked you.
Sure, you did.
No, we really didn't. But
he's my mortal enemy.
We discussed it. Well, yeah, I mean, you've been trash talking Kenya for a while on Twitter.
Just on Twitter, not in real life?
Well, mainly on Twitter. A Twitter feud was born in 2016 when Michael tweeted, "Crazy Kenya Moore was bullying Portia when she got the wig snatch. She should have no regrets about that wig snatch." To which Kenya responded, "You are pathetic and ignorant for promoting violence on any level. Please get a job to keep your cable to watch me every week." So, Michael,
you're welcome.
Yes. Anything you want to get off your chest about him to start?
I mean, you know, peasants can't summon queens, so.
Right.
Kenya, you have to know. Look at me. You can make eye contact with me. Are those contacts, are they real?
Scary.
Oh, no,
it's
I'm right
scary.
Here. I came back backstage and I introduced myself to you, and I told you that I judge you from the show. But do you know that you are on the show? Like, a villain, right? You know, you have to know this, correct? You've gotten better.
Well,
but you are a villain.
Michael, I don't need you to tell me what I am or am not.
On the show.
I appreciate you being a fan, though.
Thank you
for watching. Keep the cable on.
But
a new job would help with that.
Oh, Kenya, please. Kenya, you wish you were me, Kenya.
A middle-aged fat white guy. No. Not really.
Kenya.
And out of work.
How do I
No.
And you work. Look me up.
No,
you're talking about fat.
She said out of work.
Kenya, a lot of women housewives, they talk about glam squads. You
Michael.
Had like a whole football team back there.
Yeah,
you had the blow torches, the buzz sores, and everything just to get you out here.
All right.
You do know that housewives are women, right?
Yes, I do. I know.
We're not giving out any peaches. Okay.
All right. There was an accident, Lentil. It was an accidental Cleopatra showdown tonight at the party. And that's our shady boot moment of the night. It's a few wives.
Sheree's Cleopatra was not super memorable.
So what do you think about Sheree's Cleopatra?
Sheree was Cleopatra? Oh. I had no idea.
If 50 had to decide which Cleopatra he's gonna take home that night, it'd be the cuter one, Eva.
Okay, Michael, I want to get your thoughts on the Halloween costumes. And get ready, because actually, let's go to our poll question, which is who had the best Halloween costume? Go to WWHL.TV right now and vote. Michael, what'd you think of Cynthia's 50 Cent?
Freaked me out. Very good. Freaked me out. I didn't know what to make of it.
Candy as sexy Pennywise from It.
She was good. It was a good costume.
Kenya,
not as much as 50 Cent threw me for a loop.
Yes. Kenya, Victoria's Secret model.
I was a chocolate angel.
Chocolate angel.
Much like today.
Okay.
But you can't declare yourself an angel, though.
I am an angel.
Okay.
Kim and Kanye, Kim and Croy as Hugh Hefner and a Playboy playmate.
Weak.
Okay. Nene and Greg is a cockroach in pest control.
Very smart. Petty goals.
Portia as a zombie bride.
Fine.
Marlo as Baps.
I didn't know what she was, and that wig was speaking Chinese.
Sheree and Eva as Cleopatra.
I don't know why they were giving Sheree a hard time for her Cleopatra. I thought she looked fantastic. I thought she looked very pretty, and obviously Eva looked pretty too, so I don't know why they were talking crap
behind
her back.
Okay, let's go to the poll results. Who wore the best Halloween costume? You voted, and you said Cynthia.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
come on. She won that hands down.
Michael pointed out something that you will be interested in.
Sure.
Sheree redid her basement, but what did you see?
It is in the details, child, and it looked fantastic, but there was a light switch that wasn't hooked up.
An unfinished light switch. Do we have
you
a
You can thank me for
that?
This one, Kenya.
I don't know where it is. Okay, there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Sheree's my girl. I love Sheree.
Potomac is back, and the ladies had questions about Karen's taxes. Watch.
Apparently, she had no idea any of this $5 million tax situation was happening. Now we're clear. This is why she moved to Great Falls.
I did not know about the situation that was facing my husband.
Karen had to put her John Hancock on some things.
This is all sound like a big fat lie.
It's a business issue. I'm the CEO. I accept that responsibility. Okay. I'll work it out.
I'm gonna repeat this again. You got to make millions to owe millions. And don't come to my table talking some bullshit.
You all are backstabbing bitches.
I don't believe that you did not know.
Okay, Karen's friends think she's not telling the truth. What do you think? Go to WWHL.TV. Is she telling the truth, Rappaport?
Too early to tell, but it was a great jump-off episode.
Yes, it was. This is a great season of Potomac. I'm very into it. By the way, we are a week away from Watch What Happens Live in Los Angeles. Go to BravoTV.com for tickets. We'll be there next Sunday night. The guests are Nene and Lena Waithe, and you do not want to miss the week. We have so many great surprises. Before we get to your questions, for Kenya Moore and Michael Rappaport, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, maybe it's because none of them were invited to her wedding that Kenya's friends cannot seem to hold their peace about the peace Kenya's been holding. Here's what. Let's take a look back at what's been said this season about Kenya's husband and get Kenya to respond. Take a look.
Kenya is officially married.
Oh my God. I want to see the marriage license.
Well, where is he? Worry about your husband.
My husband's real, bitch.
Let's play a game. How many believe that Kenya is really married?
Okay. Hello in the flesh.
I don't know if he's her real husband, but he's real.
Do they appear to be truly in love?
Kenya appears to be truly in love.
Mark does exist. I love it.
What was your reaction to their reactions to Mark when he came to your event?
I think it was all just funny shade. The only one that I kind of took offense to was Sheree. I mean,
about the nose ring?
Well, yeah, the nose ring, and then what she said on Twitter was out of line.
What'd she say?
Something about look at the body language and something about they're not holding hands, something silly. This is a girl who has a fashion show with no fashions and built a man cave with no man.
Okay.
Okay.
Second, Portia may have dressed like a zombie bride for Eva's party, but it was her ongoing beef with literally everyone in the group that refused to die. Watch.
Did you talk to her about the message that she made?
No. So you don't have anything to say?
Not what?
Me having your back.
Oh, you gotta look at somebody's character in trying situations.
Unusual. It was like, let's make Portia look crazy again.
I don't believe y'all when they say that she don't take accountability.
Well, why don't you try to label me?
Then just follow me around the party.
So you got to hear it.
Yeah, but
what do you guys want to hear right now?
What if all the girls came and stood right here and you apologize? Can you just say that?
No.
Why?
Because that fake is.
Portia's gonna have to figure this out on her own.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV now and tell us whose side are you on, Portia or everyone else?
When you see Portia act up, do you feel like responsible because of the scepter incident? Because you pushed her over the
edge.
Are
you serious?
You pushed her over the edge.
You need some medication.
What
you seem like you're over the edge.
You don't take responsibility for pushing.
I, however, think that during that whole conversation about being in front of everyone like a firing line, I don't think that she should do that. I think that she has to figure out in her own way with each individual.
Looks like you guys are on Portia's side here.
I agree.
Okay, finally, many of my celebrity guests are Housewives fans, but there's only one guest who gives you the hard-hitting Housewives headlines. I know you're here for it. Here's what. It's time for the Rappaport Report. Michael Rappaport, whose side are you on, NeNe or Kim?
I got to say NeNe, but it's a tough call. I mean, this is a breach of a long-term friendship.
Do you think Kim is racist?
Not about the cockroach thing.
Do you think NeNe deserved to be fired from the Escape Tour?
I think she needed to be fired from the tour, but we move on. Mistakes are made. We have a president that says worse things on every other day basis.
What do you make of Cynthia keeping Will around despite the general consensus he's an opportunist?
I'm concerned.
Were you happy to see Kim and Candy reconcile? Will it last?
Yes, and the way Candy checked her at the table was very impressive.
Are you worried about Sheree dating the incarcerated Tyrone?
Yes, because the great Erykah Badu, she had the song, "You Better Call Up Tyrone, Not Tyrone Should Call You All the Time, Collect."
Okay. Not bad, right, Kenya?
You like that, don't you?
Nice shade.
Yeah, a little bit.
You want to play around, Kenya?
Okay. Do you like Sheree's finished basement?
I love Sheree's finished basement, but it is in the details, child. Get that light fixture.
Okay.
Fixed.
How do you feel about Marlo this season?
Is Marlo a housewife? What does she do?
She's a friend of the housewives.
Would you like her to be
a housewife?
Yes, I do like her. But once again, when Marlo started with Portia, it all goes back to Miss Moore here.
Oh, don't point in my direction.
I won't buy that.
Kenya just called Michael out of work during the commercial break.
And she did a very, very poor job of the reading. Like, the editor, God bless that editor, she did an acting job.
Yes.
Because you did some acting in your career,
right? At least I looked pretty doing it.
Yes, okay.
More than I can say for you.
Okay. Brad Goreski tweeted, he said, is Watch What Happens Live in the clubhouse or the library? Kenya Moore came to read tonight.
Yes, honey. All night long.
People on Twitter are enjoying the fact that you two don't like each other, just so you know.
Her character on the show.
I don't dislike anyone, actually.
Okay.
I'm indifferent.
You think he has a crush on her?
No, you twirl on
your haters, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Yes.
How'd that show come out? What was the name of the show?
Someone speaking?
Life
twirls. Someone thinks they can summon me.
Yes.
Someone actually thinks they can summon the queen.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Kenya, Lee Rose said, can you name three positive things about Kim?
Kim? I'm skilled.
Michael, Misty Maynard 13, super duper fan from San Diego. Do you think it was a water bug or a roach?
That was a roach.
Giselle Bryant said, I'm loving...
I didn't see a roach.
Giselle Bryant said, I'm loving Kenya Moore with the blondish hair.
Thank you. I used to be blonde my first season.
Were you?
Yeah. It was growing out. It was like an orange blonde.
Yeah, it was growing out.
It was not good.
let's go to Kendall from California. Hey, Kendall, what's your question?
Hi, Kenya. My question for you is... Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. My question is, I noticed that you went to support Portia at her play.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around and feel it was necessary to make the comment she was playing herself in the play with the whore comment. Weren't you still being shady when you made that comment?
Of course, I'm shady. Really? No, I actually think she did a great job in the play, and I told her so. And, you know, we can't have the show without a little bit of shade. She shades me.
How do you think each other. You were shading Vivica Fox as well.
Well, I was just saying what other people were thinking.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that how that goes?
I don't think that's so shady.
Kim from Pennsylvania is on the line. Hey, Kim, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Thank you for taking my call. Kenya, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
My question's for Michael, and I wanted to know what your rose and thorn of the season were.
Well, my what?
What your rose and thorn of this season was.
Man, I would say, my rose of the season was... Man, it's tough to say. I'll say because I'm here with Kenya and I try to make peace and the country's so divided. Her getting married.
Okay.
Her getting married was the rose.
Okay.
The thorn was just the
beef. But it's not her getting married. You just did your quote. She is married.
I am married.
Yes.
Did Mark, you didn't come tonight?
Did your wife come tonight?
She's in L.A.
Or partner?
Wife.
I'm not sure.
No, wife.
Okay.
Wife. I'm just asking.
Is she here?
No, she didn't come.
I'm
just asking.
My husband's at work earning money.
Okay. At 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday?
Yeah, he owns SoCo restaurant.
Okay, cool.
Maybe you should try some work sometime. Take care of your wife.
Do you want...
Because he takes care of me.
Okay. Kenya, we got a question.
Kenya, how much money did you make last week, Kenya?
All right. Kenya, Robin McIntyre said, you're now married and talking about how hard it is to be a wife because you have to take care of him and basically can't do anything without you. Do you regret how you spoke about Portia's relationship with Cordell since she was just trying to be a good wife, too? Mm-mm.
Well, you know, it's two different things. So there was a lot said about my relationships on her, from her end as well, and other people on the show. So I'm not going to just single her out. But so it goes both ways.
Next week on part one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, Housewives friend Marlo Hampton joins the discussion. And Kenya shows us how Marlo she can go. How Marlo she can go.
Kenya and I, that doesn't stand anywhere. Because I feel that she really wasn't my friend.
The fact that you tried to blackmail NeNe over John.
NeNe, I tried to blackmail you.
Let's talk about that. She tried to pimp out her John that NeNe used to date and tried to get, and got, what, $20,000 out of him?
Girl, now you're lying.
You're sitting up there looking like James Amos in a wig. You're going to talk about my skin.
Okay, how much did you pay Bae this year?
You can't come for me. Maybe if you stop f***ing everybody else's husband, you could get one of your own, honey.
I hate the lies.
You're a one pony trick. Actually, you're just a trick.
Where are the receipts?
You're the only woman I know with a square reader between your legs.
Oh, Michael's very excited. Michael Jax Taylor tweeted and wants to know, what did you think of the Barstool Sports incident? Do you regret what you said?
No, I spit on Barstool Sports.
Oh, my God. You're doubling down.
I spit on him twice on live TV.
Oh, my God.
That's what I do.
Watch What Happens Live is trending. iHeart Marlo said this show is Gone with the Wind, not fabulous. NeNe Leakes tweeted, oh, really, a roach? Now I know he don't want me on his bad side. So, by the way, we're going to take this to our polls. Go to WWHL.TV. Whose side are you on, Michael or Kenya? That's what we want to know. Oh, it's not coming up. Okay, when it comes up, you guys can start voting. Kenya, I am the MJB, wants to know why it took so long for you to bring Mark around.
I think it's just had to naturally happen. Yeah, I think he just had to get comfortable. I'm the reality star. He's not.
Right. He didn't. Yeah. That's not. Well, we got into a long discussion on the show, but yeah. It's not what he signed up for.
Right.
All right. You guys are going for Michael by the edge a little bit.
Boom. That ain't it. That's called a blowout.
All right.
That's called a blowout on your show.
It's still
Kenya's going up. Kenya's going up. Kenya, try again. Troy wants to know, in your opinion, why is Sheree up Kim's butt?
She doesn't have any friends on the show. Sheree is, Kim is all she has.
Michael, thoughts on the New York Housewives trailer?
Cannot wait.
Yes.
Cannot wait, especially with Lana going off. Cannot wait.
Okay, you're gonna love it.
I'm
so
hyped
good.
Up.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to John Legend's amazing performance in NBC's live musical version of Jesus Christ Superstar. But frankly, for us, nothing will ever top his live performance of the music of Joe Giudice.
You are my baby. My empress, my lady, Teresa.
Sorry. I don't think I've ever seen
you live television.
You got the Holy Ghost.
Is that, do I have the Holy Ghost?
You got the Holy Ghost.
That was Joe from Joe's Music. Oh, my God. I want to thank Kenya, Michael, and Egypt. Lots more questions coming in for Michael Rappaport and Kenya Moore. Behind the bar, it's Egypt Sherrod from Flipping Virgins on HGTV. So, Egypt, maybe we can call on you to be an Atlanta housewife in, like, 2 years?
Oh. Well, I really have a husband that I really love.
And you think that would be a problem?
So, well, it just seems that men don't last too long on the show. That at some point, they're either emasculated or they're ripped apart. So,
it's
I don't
rough.
Know.
Maybe that's why Mark was a little shy at first.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Prashard from St. Louis.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey, Kenya. My question is for you. I've always thought you were like extremely down to earth. You know, your words don't only show that, but your actions follow that as well. So I've always
Thank
appreciated
you.
That about you. But my question is, do you think Marlo deserves a peach? Yes or no, and why?
Well, that's a, you know, that's an easy answer. The answer is no. look, if you've been taking someone to a hotel for 7 years, you're never going to be a wife. You don't deserve to be one. So it's kind of like the same situation.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Kenny. I love you. I've been Team Twirl forever.
Yes,
Do
Team
you think
Twirl.
You and... Yes, ma'am. Do you think you and Kim will ever get back on track? I don't understand what happened with y'all. And Michael, you need to step off.
Yes. you know, I usually never say never. I don't really have a relationship with Kim to get back to a relationship with Kim, so I would just have to say no.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
It's Chris from Minnesota. Andy, so much love for you. Your show is religion in our house.
Oh,
happy
thanks.
Passover.
Thank you. Happy
Easter.
Passover.
And
thank you.
Merry Zombie Jesus Day. My question is for Michael.
Okay.
Michael, one of my all-time favorite shows, movies, is True Romance. And it's my wife and I, our first date. I'm very curious, have you stayed in touch with any of your co-stars, Patricia or Brad or Christian?
I made a lot of friends doing that movie, and I do stay in touch with those people you just mentioned, and Kevin Corrigan and the late, great James Gandolfini before he passed, and Christopher Walken, and, of course, the director, Tony Scott, before he passed. So it was a special film for a lot of us. So, yeah, I do.
Tia Haas said, Michael Rappaport, did you enjoy your days on Friends, and do you keep in touch with Lisa Kudrow?
I see her when I see her. I mean, we're cool. You know, she's got kids, I got kids, and, you know, but it's always nice to see her. All that whole crew was cool to work with.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Marcellus Dawson, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Kenya, and I just wanted to know, how did she finally feel when her husband walked through the door and was able to finally shut the ladies up because he was absolutely gorgeous, They could finally see that Kenya doesn't have to lie. Look at her. She's absolutely beautiful, and she deserves a wonderful husband.
Thank you.
How did you feel that night? You must have been very happy.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, he shows up for me whenever I really need him.
Right.
You know, and I've been talked about so much on this show and, you know, pay boyfriends is fake this, fake that. It's just fodder to me. I don't really take it seriously. It's just kind of ridiculous. But to see him come in and just validate me as a wife, it was on a whole new level, I think.
That's great.
You know, it's just, yeah. It was just different.
And it was the perfect night, too, because the event was so great. Yeah.
And shout out to everyone who supported the PSA. It was a phenomenal night. I was so proud of the work. And actually, thank you to all the ladies who participated.
It was great to see all the women. No, it was great. It was great to see them all come together. And it was great. Two great episodes.
It was
seeing
that. Amazing.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Deanna Marie, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is, first, I'd like to say, Kenya, you do not realize who you're sitting next to. If Michael really wanted to bring the noise, he's one of the best.
Well, he's had a lot of opportunities, honey, and it was a little squeak.
Oh.
So please don't come for me, honey, because I did not send for you. Now, what's your question?
No, I didn't say anything. You know what? I didn't want to say it on live TV, but Kenya's feet are ashy as f***.
Oh!
Them shits are ashy.
You know what?
I didn't want to say it on live TV because I'm a gentleman, but paying down to them shits, she can cut glass with them shits.
Yes, honey, try it. He tried it.
Yes, them shits are ashy.
He doesn't have anything else. Clearly, his comedy days are over.
I never was a comedian.
You never were an actor.
I never was a comedian.
I'm just a funny motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
He really believes his own crack.
Shyam Castillo said, Kenya, I think in the disagreement with Kim, you're more in the right. However, I'm confused because you've said you'd never attack another woman's looks, but you continue to attack Kim's.
I do. I do because she does it first. It doesn't mean you know, one wrong, you know.
Makes a right.
Makes
a
right.
Two wrongs.
So, I mean, it's petty, but come on, it's petty.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you feel bad about running poor Kim Fields off the show in one season? Like you physically assaulted her and ran her off the show.
I don't touch people, so stop.
You
Michael, get your facts straight. I don't touch people. The one thing I do is I fight with my words, and if no one can keep up with me, that's their problem.
The chair thing could have really hurt her.
So that's not an assault. Please get educated. So the second part of that is I am not a hirer and fire. I'm not an employer.
Okay, but I mean, she didn't want any more of you.
You need to speak to Mr. Andy here about that decision.
I just asked. Like, you didn't feel bad about, like, sort of, like, running around. Like, she was sweet. Tootie.
Well, I would feel great if you ran off the show.
By the way, in particular. I thought Kim Fields really came into her own in the last few episodes, and especially at the reunion.
I agree.
I would have been happy if Kim Fields came back to Atlanta.
Because in the beginning, she seemed like she didn't know what the hell was going on.
I don't think she knew what...
And then she's got people like Kenya, like, moving her chair. Like,
my issue
like,
was with her is that I think a lot of times... The housewives go wrong is that they bring their representative. I think that's an issue.
You mean she was trying to be something else?
Yes.
Yes.
And there are other girls who have come on the show after that who are doing the same thing.
You mean like sort of a persona?
Yeah, I think that she wanted to pretend that she had this perfect life, and that's what... I think she's a lovely person, by the way. You know, all jokes aside, I think that she, you know, she was a nice girl. But I just happen to think that she wasn't being authentic.
And I think that her authentic self sort of came out later on. And I agree with that.
With some slips she made and, you know, yeah.
And because when sometimes, when some housewives, they sort of start feeling it, like it's a second season jinx. You know, they get the fame. It's like Dorit in the second season. Like, all of a sudden, she thinks she's... Her shit doesn't stink. I'm like, Dorit, your shit stinks. Your shit stinks. I mean, she's great for the show. Like, she's a great villain.
I think she's a great cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, she's all of a sudden, like, you know, feeling herself. And last year, she was like, you know, she has no...
Well, honey, Miss Erica Jane wears that crown on that show, so...
Woo! Yes.
She can think she's all that. And she is... I think she's great for the show. Miss Erica Jane, yes. Right. That's my boo right
there. I agree.
All right. I want to thank Kenya and Michael. You made it through. Thank you so much, Egypt. Appreciate it. Oh, they're shaking hands. I like it. More at PickerOnBravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.